All right, Daryl Ryder is going to join us in less than 20 minutes. We'll find out what's going on with the Browns. They have the day off today. Hall of Fame game tonight? Man, are you kidding? Are you ready for some football? You be locked in? No baseball tonight, right? No Guardians today, so.
No Guardians. There is baseball today, though, around Major League Baseball, and there's something that will resemble a scrimmage today at the Hall of Fame game.
Why would you belittle top-notch athletes going out there and play? Does it have to be?
It will resemble a scrimmage.
As the NFL would like to remind you, and ticket pricing will tell you, it is a preseason game. It is not an exhibition, nor is it a scrimmage. It is a preseason game. Please repeat after me. It is a preseason game.
Without question, like a scrimmage.
Tom isn't better. Hi, Tom.
Thomas.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah. So, Quan, here's my thing on Quan. The only reason why his name is surfacing is I don't think they were able to get a long-term deal with this guy. Because, you know, usually the Guardians like to talk to these guys before they're eligible for arbitration and try to throw like a 4 or 5 year contract, you know, that's probably half worth their value if they were to go to free agency. So I think that they could strike a deal with him, and therefore he's not going to sign. He's going to wait until you know, free agency. So I think that's why they're dealing, or why would they? Because this is a typical Cleveland thing, right? I mean, they keep people on the cheap. They got them covered for the next 2 years. So why would he even be involved in any type of trade talks? It has to be a contract issue.
One thing, Tom, I mentioned this earlier. Ethan Sands at Cleveland.com wrote a story about Quan, has a quote from Steven where he said he would love to he'd be open to extension talks here. He said he'd love to. He loves it here. I love everything about this place. If they gave me the opportunity, I would love to.
Who, Quan said that?
Yeah.
It's about the money. Come on. I'm just telling you what he said.
I'm telling you what he said. If they haven't opened negotiations with him yet, they have a reason. Don't ask me what it is. Do they not want to pay him? Maybe.
I think it's the latter.
Maybe.
Because usually, why would he be in those conversations? He's got 2 more years left. He shouldn't even be.
Well,
in
there's two ways. So here, and I always warn people about this too. The conversation, is there really a conversation, or is there an agent saying to someone, and sometimes it's an agent, sometimes it's a team, is it other teams pushing the story to say, oh, is Quan available? Ooh, we're interested in Quan. Now, all of a sudden, let's just say you're Philly, and you really want Stephen Quan, and you're trying to figure out a deal. What's to stop you from saying to some media guy, man, we really like Stephen Quan. We want to get him. So now all of a sudden it's Phillies are super interested in Stephen Quan. Well, the Guardians may not have any say in that. Or Phillies wanting to talk about Stephen. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just don't know. You don't know where the juice in the story is coming from.
Sure. It could be that. But remember, all of the players that they've signed over the years, at least the decent players, the above average players, mm-hmm. They always were able to strike a deal before arbitration season hits.
Yeah, and they hate. By the way, the organization hates arbitration, and do you know why they hate it? They don't want to have to go into a room and have to say this is what's bad about your game. That was a simple, right, basic Mark Shapiro philosophy. Like, they don't ever want to go. And now, but it was Trevor Bauer is like the first guy to go to arbitration in years. And Trevor was disappointed because the guys that went in there to tell him how bad he was weren't even from the Guardians, right? He faced guys from lawyers from Major League Baseball. So even arbitration doesn't play into the story that we think it is.
Right. But that's my take on it.
All right, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. Matt is in a car traveling around Northeast Ohio. Hope you're safe. Roads were pretty slick this morning. So, Matt, how are you?
Hi, Matt.
Just raining. It's wet, you know.
Yeah.
But, guys, in all seriousness, and I know, you know, I've just gotten into this and just have been frustrated for years, this situation. But, like why don't we ever hear from the ownership? Like it's ridiculous. Like, everyone, like, Haslam always trots out all the time. You got Gilbert cut, even though, you know, I know his poor guy's had some health issues, but I sort of, even he makes more public appearances than the Dolans.
All I can tell you is that Paul has come and sat down in the studio with us and talked to us. He's the only owner that's ever done that. Right, Jeff? I don't know of any other owner in town that's ever come into the studio to talk. I don't know if maybe on another show, but I mean, Paul doesn't – it's not like Paul's hiding from stuff either. I think – I think the difference between Paul and other owners is Paul wants his people to do their job. I'm not, but I mean, what do you want to hear from him? What do you want to hear?
I don't know. Well, first off, he kind of hung his front office guys and the rest of the organization out to dry, not making any. Correct me if I'm wrong. Has he made any statements on this whole Class A situation? Or I don't know if they're allowed to. But
they
like,
can't. They've said all they can say. At least this is what they're telling us. I mean, look, if they want to say stuff and get in legal trouble, or I mean, they're more than welcome to. It wouldn't make any sense to do that, especially from a family of lawyers. They know better.
I know. It's just it's bad optics, and I know. Phelps, you're going to go off about, you know, being a fan of the Yankees or just go be a fan of the Yankees. But it's like you need.
No,
I don't understand.
I don't know. The owner speaking publicly is not real high on my wish list.
I just don't understand why this team can't have like a, you know, $130 million payroll. Like, how are the Tigers able to blow it up and completely start competing again and have a higher payroll than us in like a shorter span than like we've even had this whole quote unquote competitive window? I'm sick of competitive windows. I'd rather have one World Series over, you know, a 10-year stretch of competitive windows. And
it's,
you know,
funny.
I know you don't need a World Series, Phelps. It's okay. It's only been 76 years.
All right, Matt. Thank you very much. I got an email.
Okay.
Tom sent me this email. He said, I'm tuned in now. And Matt, here you go. I'm chuckling that you have another day of callers blaming the Dolans. I love how they have built this team over the last 30 years and wouldn't trade one World Series for 29 years of bad baseball. And Matt just said he would. One World Series and we can have another decade of crap rather than have, you know, like 25 years of good baseball. That's great if that's the kind of sports fan you want to be. I'm not going to back down from saying I would rather have 20 years of good baseball than one World Series title and 10 years of crap. Sorry. That's just the way I watch sports. You watch sports your way. It's really not worth arguing about. You can do it your way. I'll do it my way. There you go, Tom.
All I can say...
you were on the money, my friend. You were on the money, Tom.
If I could write the book on how to be the perfect owner in a city, you could just put it on the Jacobs. Like, they could not have asked for a better scenario in the history of sports. Think about that.
They hit a perfect storm.
And by the way, they were the team that talked about, they were the ownership group that was ready to move, right? Am I wrong? Did they not own the team when the team was talking about going down to, you had said New Orleans at one point, and then Tampa.
It was New Orleans and Tampa.
Again, if the Gateway Project doesn't pass, and I hate to talk about old stuff here, but I will. If the Gateway Project doesn't pass by 2%, you're not looking at a new stadium. And then once that new stadium came into play, it changed everything.
And then the Browns left.
The Browns leave. A new stadium. What else did you get? By the way, your payroll wasn't crazy.
You got an interesting concept to sign players before their arbitration years to long-term contracts.
Right.
Which didn't completely work. It did, but it didn't. You know, I mean, you signed Dennis Cook. You signed Dave Otto. You signed a lot of guys to some, you know, multi-year deals that didn't quite work, but
those teams weren't exactly the highest payroll teams in baseball either during the 90s.
But you were right. It worked. And John Hart did a great job and Dan O'Dowd of accumulating young talent, and it blossomed. It was wonderful.
It couldn't have happened at a better time. And then you had the restructuring of the leagues. So now the opportunity to be in the playoffs every year was clearly right there in front of your face.
That was a campaign from the baseball side of the Guardians rather than the business side, because the business side thought, are you kidding? And as they should, we want the Yankees and the Red Sox in here all the time. And the baseball people said, are you kidding? We want the Royals and the Twins.
Because we want to win.
Right. Better chance to compete against those teams. They were right.
You couldn't have asked for a more perfect scenario than when the Jacobs
won. And I'm sincere when I say it. Just because, you know, you can watch a game in a team your way, and I can watch it my way, and Andy can watch it his way, doesn't mean any of us are right or wrong. But, you know, if you'd rather have one World Series championship, let's go Scottie Scheffler. Hey, great, I'm going to celebrate that for about 5 minutes, then I got to go do it again next year. Or in Scottie's case, next week.
True. This is interesting. Let's go to Nelson in Avon Lake. Hi, Nelson.
Hey guys, how are you?
Hi, Nelson.
We're good. We're good.
You know, it just fascinates me to listen to our fans, right? Because listen, like, would I love for the Guardians to spend a ton of money and win the World Series? You know, like the Yankees or the Dodgers. Yeah, absolutely. Who wouldn't, right? Like, who doesn't like nice things? But you know, ask the Pittsburgh Pirates fans how they feel. You ask if they'd be willing to switch places with the Guardians and what they've been able to put out, you know, year after year, you know, of success. And there's varying great, you know, levels of success, right? And you define it however you want to define it. But, you know, this is just, I think you said it earlier, right? Like, this is how this organization does business. And they do business really well. Is it to the extent of, you know, what the Yankees do or the Dodgers do? Absolutely not. But there are reasons for that, right? Like, would I like to, you know, trade Kwan or some of these other pieces? Absolutely not. But, you know, but this is the way this organization, you know, remains competitive and remains giving themselves a chance to win, right? And that's all I can ask for. So thanks for the time as always, guys.
Yeah,
thank you. And then what the Yankees last time was 2000. Is that right? I think that's right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's 2000 was the last time because you lose last year to the Dodgers. So
2009.
2009. That's right.
A voice
that's
from
right.
Above.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know why I forgot about Phillies. Oh, Charlie was in that World Series. Oh, I forgot about that. All right, let's take what do we got here? I'll take one more quick one. Greg in North Canton.
Hi, Greg.
Okay. First of all, you talk about pre-arbitration deals. That concept's gone unless you're willing to pay Bobby Witt and Jackson Churio money.
And secondly, Jackson Churio got his before he ever played in the majors, didn't he, Greg?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I think you better look at this way, looking at Stephen Kwan and looking at his statistics. He's now 17th in RBIs among left fielders. He's 20th in home runs. He's 15th in stolen bases. Outside of batting average, that's about what he does. Defensively, believe it or not, he's actually committed the same amount of errors this year than he has his whole career. So is he trending downward? And that's what we got to think about. And he's perfect for guards ball, but I think the game is going back to the 90s where you need to have power at the corners. And I don't know, unless you can move him to center, is he a guy that you're going to lower?
Oh, you sound just like Jeff. Here's my question. Do you think he'll struggle on another team if they trade him?
I think he won't. I think he will because, well, I don't know if you'll know it, because if he goes to Toronto, he's going to score a ton of runs. Just depends on where he ends up. Mm. And you know, and just like Josh Naylor, I mean, he didn't put 30 home runs up in Arizona. Eventually, you run out of home runs to hit, and you run out of chances to score. I don't know how well he fits on this team outside of Manzardo and Jose being the only two guys that can drive in a run.
Greg, you're reflecting. You sound like a reflection of what Andy and I were talking about earlier. Maybe the reason he's involved in all these talks, and again, who knows if he is or if it's just being reported. I would assume that there's something to it. Otherwise, it's just not all out there. Maybe the organization is trying to shift its philosophy. You know, and you might have just nailed it. You know, we talked about it earlier. I think Kwan would be interesting in center field. Some folks think he might not have the arm for it, and he has an arm for a left fielder. Well, if that's the case, do you want a left fielder without any pop on a team that doesn't have any pop?
It's a good question.
And maybe it's a philosophical shift. I don't know the answer to that. We might know by 6 o'clock tonight.
All right, so here's the deal. We are ready for anything that happens when it comes to Major League Baseball, especially with the trade deadline. We have our ear to the ground on what's happening with Stephen Kwan. If there is any news, you know you're going to hear it here first on 92.3 The Fan. We will have you taken care of, and we'll be talking about it with you throughout the day. 216-474-0092. You want to be locked in, not only for us, but for Afternoon Drive and then tonight, too, on overtime. Let's come back. We'll talk to Daryl Ryder. We'll get into the Browns and see what's cooking out there in Berea. They have the day off, but Daryl's got all the scoop on the Browns. We'll do that. Plus, we've got, again, waiting to hear anything in the Major League Baseball trade deadline talks.